Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. Yes, even on a Sunday, the hard work never stops. So thank you for downloading this. And if you want to support me, you can buy me a coffee and help keep this thing going. Link below. And my thanks, as always, to quantumhypno.co.uk, without whose support this thing would not be continuing. So just to give you the full SP. Let's talk about shenanigans south of the Irish border, because it's really quite interesting what's going on. You may have seen the suggestion in the paper that the Irish Taoiseach, Prime Minister, Simon Harris, has asked his Minister for Justice to bring in the law that would force asylum seekers to return to the UK. So, right? So let me get this right. So the Irish are unhappy because they say there are so many of these migrants sort of surging into Ireland, and they're coming from the UK. So they're going to send them back. And that's what they have. That's what Helen McEntee, another truly atrocious Irish politician, is saying. So they're beating the war drum. They're saying, listen, Britain, we've had enough of this. You're not going to be sending any more of your asylum seekers to us. But this is pure electioneering. This is pure distraction politics. Let's just take it apart for a few moments. First of all, how do they know these asylum seekers are coming from the UK? From the UK, they mean Northern Ireland, where I live. This is what they mean, right? So how do they know that? Well, because they tell them that, David. But where and why do they tell them that? I mean, there's no checks on the Irish border. The Irish border is completely open, disgracefully so, in my opinion. So the Irish border is wide open at the behest of the Irish government. And now the Irish government is bitching about the fact that allegedly asylum seekers entering the UK come to the Irish Republic. Well, that's strange, because they get better care in the UK. They're given even more of our taxes in the UK than in Ireland. So I wonder why they'd be doing that. But it's a simple solution if you want to solve it. Just have a ring of steel around the Irish border. That's all you need to. We used to have that, by the way. So we know it can be done. It can be done even better now in the technology of 2024. So how about that then? Would that be a solution? Is this the Irish saying, bring back the border? No, of course they're not. They don't want that for 1 second. The other thing is that apparently, you know, these are like migrants or, you know, asylum seekers when they're coming from the UK. But when the Irish import them themselves, you know, they're people of protected status. They're very special when the Irish bring them in. The same people coming from the same countries, no different. No different at all. So I think the Irish need to, well, I was going to say they need to choose a side, but they've already chosen a side. They're 100% on the side of globalism, absolutely to the back teeth. And when there is there will be Irish elections this year, but the actual general election is going to be next year. But, you know, it's got absolutely, this is everything to do with the distraction politics. The Irish government know they're in trouble. They're in real trouble, right? Ahead of the June elections. So what they do is they jump on the anti-British bandwagon, which tends to prove quite popular with a section of the Irish community, and they beat the drum as hard as they can, saying, never mind the asylum seekers we're bringing in and forcing into places like Newtown, Mount Kennedy. Never mind that. No. They're all coming from the north. Well, listen, here's the thing. I live, as I say, in Northern Ireland. If there was a surge of illegal migrants, unless they're coming traveling through where I live to them, I think I'd have some note, some indication of it. You know, maybe just notice it. Never say it. Why is that? Because I don't believe it's happening for 1 second. I think this is all invented. I think it's politicking by the disastrous Simon Harris, who will be kicked out at the next Irish general election. So he's a sort of a, if you like, Humza Yousaf time figure. He's there, but only for the time being, and then he's gone, right? So this is the Irish reverting to anti-Brit bashing, number one. It's the Irish showing extraordinary hypocrisy. because it's the Irish government that's kicking 12 bells out of Irish people who object to asylum seekers, so-called, or scrounging illegal migrants, if you want to be more precise. It's the same Irish government doing that. And they know that there is certainly at this point in time a fire burning among some Irish people who are really, really not happy at what they see. So they're trying to pivot the conversation to create this fake argument between the British and the Irish. It would be funny if the Irish did start deporting migrants to the UK, by which they mean Northern Ireland, given that the First Minister of Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill, is Sinn Féin. Now, Sinn Féin insists that we are basically one island, one nation, you know, all the nonsense they come out with. But they're now going to be faced with the fact that Northern Ireland, where they preside over, becomes a dumping ground for migrants that even the Irish Republic doesn't want. But very interesting to see how the Stormont Assembly itself handles that. So as always, my friends, we have these bizarre shenanigans, and ultimately it all comes down to a globalist caste seeking to replace us. Thanks for listening.